This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Next week marks the 10-year anniversary of the terrorist attacks that shocked the nation and the world. On Saturday, the National Park Service will dedicate a new memorial to the passengers of United Airlines Flight 93 outside the town of Shanksville in southwestern Pennsylvania. The flight crashed there on September 11, 2001, as the passengers tried to wrest control of the plane from its hijackers. A decade later, the Shanksville site is the only one of the three major 9/11 memorials that has yet to be fully funded. NPR's Joel Rose went there to find out why.
The field where Flight 93 crashed still looks a lot like it would have on the morning of September 11th, a rolling meadow of grass and wildflowers with a picturesque red barn in the distance. The memorial exhibit will be formally dedicated in a ceremony on September 10th, but for now, visitors can only gaze down at it from a hilltop about 1,000 feet away. Visitors Dale Drayman of South Carolina and Jim Spadafore of Pennsylvania wonder why the memorial isn't further along.
I think it's a nice start, but I don't understand why the Senate or the House has not allocated some money and got this thing up and running. This is something that's very serious to the country. 9/11 was a disaster.
Well, it's not like a local baseball game. This is of world interest. They should have moved a lot faster than they have.
This is a complaint Donna Glessner has heard before.
This is a landscape memorial, and I think it does catch some people by surprise.
Glessner is a volunteer with Friends of Flight 93. She explains that the heart of the memorial that opens next week is a low marble wall carved with the names of the passengers and crew.
When we volunteers and the National Park Service rangers explain that the crash site itself is the memorial, it's the final resting place of these people, then they get it. Then they understand what we've built here.
While workmen are putting the finishing touches on the Flight 93 memorial itself, funding for it is very much a work in progress. Congress has allocated about $14 million, but the memorial is still $10 million short of its $62 million price tag. And that's before you add on the cost of a visitor center and other design features that are planned for the site. King Laughlin is with the National Park Foundation, which is helping to raise private donations for the memorial.
The main challenge has perhaps more to do with geography than anything else. Washington and New York are obviously large metropolitan areas. There are a lot of people that live there. There's a large corporate presence in particular. And that's very different than what you see in Shanksville. That's a town of around 200 people.
It may not help Laughlin's cause that the families of the 40 passengers and crew who died in Flight 93 are scattered all over the country, or that some of those family members objected to the memorial's original design. They complained that a group of trees to be planted on the site looked too much like an Islamic crescent. The architect modified his plans, and Carol O'Hare, who lost her mother on Flight 93, says she's happy with the final design.
It's a very serene landscape, and we looked at it as though we wanted something simple that would really enhance the look of the landscape, yet mark the spot by surrounding it. And that's what this design does.
Considering all the challenges, O'Hare says the Flight 93 memorial is actually coming together pretty quickly. Visitor Katie Logothetis thinks it will be a fitting tribute to the passengers who fought back against the hijackers on Flight 93.
I think that they have a lot of work to do, but I can see where it can go. I think that it's going to be a great place to come and really reflect on our nation's story as a whole and the fact that heroes haven't gone into the past. They're real people.
President Obama and Vice President Biden are expected in Shanksville on September 11th. The memorial opens to the public the following day. Joel Rose, NPR News.